We're going to head to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Talk to Sam Monson, NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus. Sam, it's been a while, man. Thanks for hopping on. How you been?
Doing good. How about you guys?
Good, man. Good, good, good. So let's start down in Cincinnati because I think a lot of Bengal fans have started to shift their focus to the NFL draft. You guys do a ton of stuff in college and the NFL, but I just want to ask you, with the number one pick, the question is going to be, Sam, is it going to be a quarterback in Joe Burrow or Chase Young? What route do you think they should go down? How should they go about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a question to us. It's got to be Joe Burrow. You take the best quarterback. Nothing else matters unless you have a quarterback. And, you know, Andy Dalton's done a reasonable job, but at this point we know what he is, and it's a mid-tier guy who can succeed if everything around him is good. But Joe Burrow is putting up some incredible grades at PFF. He's putting up incredible numbers, obviously won the Heisman. He looks like a fantastic prospect and the clear number one quarterback in this group. Chase Young essentially cannot be good enough to make it worth taking him over Burrow if Burrow is a good quarterback.
Sam, another big question in the offseason that Cincinnati is going to have to face is going to be with A.J. Green. You know, are they going to decide to give him another contract extension? Are they going to let him walk? Are they going to tag him? So a lot of questions there. But to you, what do you think the Bengals should do with A.J. Green? Because I think it's going to be all up to them. He's come out and said he wanted to play again for Cincinnati, but aging receiver, we know he's been injured for a good portion of his career. He is no doubt a star when he's healthy, but what do you think they're going to do down there in Cincinnati?
Yeah, and this is a phenomenal year to be looking for receiver help in the draft, so it might be a natural kind of moving on point for them. They're going to be revamping the quarterback position. You might as well start to revamp the receiving group as well. I honestly think there's a reasonable chance that they look to move on from A.J. Green and draft his replacement along with Joe Burrow at the top of the draft and, you know, have those guys develop at the same time.
Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus, joining us here on The Fan. I want to ask you about this New England offense because we've been hearing and reading that it's not the same. I guess there's numbers out there that can back that up, but you look at their record, Sam, and they're right there at 11 wins, I believe, off the top of my head. Offensively, what's been the issue, if there is a major issue, for the Patriots this year?
Yeah, I think the real problem is almost everything is the issue for the Patriots offense. You're right, they're winning games, but it's because the defense is phenomenal. Tom Brady, I think, is declining at this point. I don't think it's crazy anymore to say it. It's not the first time, obviously, that people have tried to start writing Tom Brady's eulogy, but I think he isn't the same player he used to be. And unlike the last time, you know, the supporting cast around him isn't as good as it used to be either. So suddenly his problems are being made to look even worse than they actually are. That receiving group is maybe the worst he's had since the very beginning of his career. There's no superstar there anymore. The best player is Julian Edelman, and teams are just taking him away with double teams. And at that point, there's nobody else that can win consistently. It also might be the slowest receiving core he's ever had. Philip Dorsett is the only guy on that roster that ran under a 4.5 at any point, and Dorsett isn't exactly a great receiver. So Brady just doesn't trust anybody to get open. He has to hold the ball longer, and that means the offensive line is worse, which just makes everything worse. And the whole thing kind of spirals and just gets worse and worse. So, yeah, I think they have real problems in New England. You know, they have an issue, and it's going to be the defense that takes this team as far as it can go this year.
Sam, they got a huge matchup this week in the AFC East. I mean, they're taking on the Buffalo Bills. Bills still in striking distance to possibly win that division, it seems, for the first time in a lifetime to do that. Do you like the Bills' chances going into Foxborough this weekend?
I really do. I think there's a good chance they win that game outright because they have a defense good enough to suffocate this New England offense. And then it's just a case of if they can get enough done on their side of the ball to win on points. I think it's going to be a defensive battle. It's going to be a low-scoring affair. And it's probably going to come down to which team makes fewer mistakes on offense.
Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus joining us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, previewing the big Week 16 in the NFL. Dallas and Philadelphia is going to be a monster game. I know Dak's got this shoulder injury right now. Who do you like in this game and why?
I think you have to like Dallas. You know, obviously Dak's injury is a concern, but Dallas is the better team. They've had the better quarterback all the way through the season. They're stronger in more of the important areas. You know, they don't have a secondary that's just getting gashed on a weekly basis. The only thing that goes against them is that Dak injury and the fact that they have to go on the road to get it done.
I've been asking this question all week, Sam, but of the four teams that are battling for home field in the NFC between New Orleans, Green Bay, San Francisco, and Seattle, which one do you think has the biggest weapon in their advantage of home field throughout the entirety of the playoffs?
Oh, I think New Orleans. If the Saints are a different team when they play in the Dome, and I think it makes more of a difference to them than any of those other teams.
I want to ask you about this Cleveland offense, Sam, because obviously they took a step back this year. But when you just look at all of the guys that can make plays or have the potential to make plays, we all know the names. But you guys break this thing down backwards and forwards, front to back, all of that, Sam. Like, what has been the main reason why, or one of the main reasons why, this offense hasn't clicked this year?
Yeah, and I think that's the problem. A lot like the Patriots offense, it's everything, and it's all going wrong at the same time. You know, they've been one of the least disciplined teams in the NFL, huge penalties. Baker Mayfield has definitely regressed. He's playing to his weaknesses right now, not his strengths. His accuracy has disappeared. Odell Beckham has been part of the problem, whether it's drops, whether it's just general receiver error plays, whether it's not being able to get on the same page as Baker Mayfield. They have the worst sort of tap pass game I've ever seen in my life. You know, these quick tap passes on jet motions, the kind of thing that's supposed to generate cheap free yardage for an offense. The Browns can't execute those without screwing up. They throw an interception on one of those plays. Nothing is functioning on this offense. And you're right, talent-wise, it should be better. And it just hasn't been yet.
Last one, and we'll get you out of here on this one, Sam. There are so many good teams in the NFC, and you talk about that home field advantage with the Saints. But you look at the year the San Francisco 49ers are having, Seattle, they won a nice amount of games too this year. As far as the NFC goes, who do you believe is this the team that's most complete this year?
Yeah, I think the NFC is a real is so strong. All these teams are really good. I think the 49ers have done such a great job this year of being that complete team. I think if you're looking for the team with the fewest weaknesses, it probably is for San Francisco.
Okay, and real quick, another one here. Dwayne Haskins, and I know it's a rookie year and there's a lot happening out there in Washington. Have there been any encouraging signs that you guys have seen that he can build off of for the next year to make him a better quarterback?
Yeah, I think the past couple of weeks have been pretty encouraging. You know, he's always this season taking care of the football, hasn't put the ball in harm's way very much, but it came early at the cost of just not making very many plays. The last few weeks, we've seen him open up a little bit more, be a little bit more aggressive, and I think if that continues into the offseason, it's encouraging signs for a year two.
Really, really good stuff, Sam. We appreciate your time. He's the NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus, Sam Monson. Thanks for joining us, man. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Take it easy.